Paul, first of all then, post-game at Watford, you mentioned Knox to Wellens and Wabara. How are they?
They're 50-50 at the minute. You know, both of them, to be fair to them, took them the first half and showed a lot of desire to carry on for as long as they did. So they'll get assessed again today and hopefully have them training tomorrow. But it is 50-50 at the minute.
Because it would be a blow to lose those two, because they've been mainstays of the team to this stage so far.
They have. Rich has been fantastic. He's quality. And a lot of the stuff that we try to do with the ball, Rich is paramount to it. You know, and Reese, for a young kid, I think people forget how young he is sometimes. And experience-wise and game-wise, he's got better every game. You know, he had a couple of games, probably Leeds and Bournemouth, where he wasn't at his best. But he's bounced back from that and looked a good player. And the player that I know he can be.
I realise he may well play, so this might be an odd question, but should Wellens not be available, would you then have to tweak things in how you wanted to approach the game because he has been the player he's been?
You'll probably find out on Saturday. It'll be a blow for us, but what it will do is it will give other people a chance. You know, what we've tried to do since the start of pre-season is create competition for places. I keep saying it, the boys who haven't been in the team have been top class in their attitude. They've been patient to wait for it. So if for any reason the two aren't ready, they'll be too ready to come in.
One player who I did want to bring... Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right down the middle. One player who I did want to bring up, actually, and it's only a perception from outside the club, is Paul Keegan. Now, given Firmin and Wellens being here, there was this perhaps thought that he might not play so much, but he's come in and he's done an excellent job so far, hasn't he?
Keegs has been a revelation for everybody, and I can't speak highly enough of him as a person and his attitude. You know, the start of the season he wasn't in the team. He got his head down, got on with what he does best, and that's playing football and training hard and doing everything to the best of his ability. He got his chance and he's got better with every game, you know. And the one compliment I can give him is that Franco Zola was raving about him after the game the other night there, you know, and it's okay me telling Keegs how good he's been and the manager telling him all the time, but when you get it off somebody like Gianfranco Zola saying what an influence is in the team, you know, that speaks volumes for him.
What do you put that perceived resurgence down to then? Because I appreciate you weren't here last season, but there was this feeling that he was on the fringes of things.
Yeah, I think, you know, from people I've spoke to and speaking to Paul himself, he's suffered with niggly injuries over the last 2 years, you know, and never quite had a run of games or a sustained run of training week after week, you know, and he's got a modified training schedule, so he manages that, but that doesn't mean that he misses any of the training with the players, and I think he's feeling the benefits of that. And, you know, he's the one thing Keegs does is he concentrates so much in what he's good at and does it really, really effectively and well. And that's a sign of a top player.
Harry Forrester's been there or thereabouts as regards first-team selection for 2 or 3 weeks now. He played in the reserves last night, didn't he? In terms of possibly starting a game, how far away is he, fitness-wise, away from being able to do that?
Well, he got some good game time in him last night, and his quality was there for everybody to see. Match, sharpness, practice, fitness, he's not quite there yet. But I'm a big believer that you can only get that in one way, and that's by playing games.
So not too far away then?
No, he's not. But with the quality he's got, he's always in your mind. Even a couple of weeks ago when he was probably nowhere near, you know, we put him in the squad because he's a top player who gives everybody else a lift. He can open doors in the final third, you know, so he's always in our thoughts. And it's just, on one hand, we've got to be really careful with him that we don't push him back too soon, but on the other hand, he's a top player that you want in your team.
Another facet of the game last night. Who was this trialist that you've had a look at?
Trialist. He's a young kid who's been recommended through our contacts. We got him in, had a look at him, they've done very well, so he'll stay with us for a little bit longer.
I'm told, or the rumour has it, Sunderland is one of his clubs, former clubs. Is that true?
You've done your research pretty well.
So come on, tell me who it is.
I'll tell you next week.
Because
Look, you get trialists in, and when they're quality, you don't want other clubs coming in and taking them.
So he's a definite maybe then for some form of deal.
Bang on.
To see a trialist come in and play ever so well, I mean, it's naturally going to get people thinking then. So can you... I wasn't there last night, so a midfielder, forward, what does he play?
He can play up front, but predominantly he's a wide player, a left footer who can play either side. can play off the front man. But he's a young kid, you know, and if we did sign him, he'd be one for the future.
So do you feel then that within the squad...
You're desperate for me to tell you.
I am absolutely desperate for you to tell me. Come on, you might as well, otherwise I'm just going to keep asking.
I forgot his name.
Yeah, of course. I've interviewed many managers who've forgotten who the names of their players. So do you feel you need that extra balance then within the squad? Because Cottrell, he's a right footer, isn't he? And then Coppinger as well. Do you feel you need that?
Not necessarily. It's, you know, I've said all along that we're on the lookout for good players, and what we want to try and do is as much as prepare for now and the tough season we've got ahead is prepare for the future of the club as well. You know, and he's a young kid who's a good age, like a lot of our young kids who done well last night, you know, and we want to try and bring them on for the future of the club as well.
What does the immediate future hold for the likes of Dave Sayers, who are part of the first team squad, but so far you've not used them?
Dave's been unfortunate, you know, through the, talking about the former Paul Keegan, Dean Foreman's done well when he came in, Richie Wellens, you know, so he's been unfortunate, as in as a lot of the players have been in the form of the ones who have played in the team. You know, Dave's somebody that we think a lot of, he's got a great attitude. You know, and he's just got to keep plugging away and wait for his chance.
Right, so he's not necessarily one of those you might be looking to get out and play football elsewhere?
Not actively, no. No, if somebody came in for Dave, it's something that might address, but Dave's got to be happy with it as well. You know, we're more than happy with the squad that we've got and the attitude of the players to keep them here. You know, if people do show an interest, then we'll sit down, we'll look at it, and if it's going to benefit the player and us as a club, we'll do it.
I know we alluded to this last week, but has anything moved as regards outs at all? I know you were hoping that managers might firm up their interest. Has that happened?
No, not really. We had a club come in for Billy Painter last night. I've spoke to Billy this morning, and Billy wants to stay and fight for his place, which is fantastic. That's the attitude you want. You know, the fringe players, you do want to get out and get game time in them. But if they want to stay and believe in what we're doing, which Billy does, it's fantastic all round.
Was that another club in the Championship, League One?
It was a club in League One. You know, I know you're going to ask me who it was, but I think it'd be disrespectful to the club, because they'll be looking to bring somebody else in as well. You know, so
that's something that you obviously would consider, but it's just not the right time for him right now.
Yeah, but Billy feels as if he wants to stay and fight for his place and force his way back in, which I'm all for. I've been a player myself, and I've been to see managers to go on loan. I've been to see managers why I'm not in the team. And I've also been to see managers to say, look, I want to stay here and fight for my place. And if you've got that attitude, there's always a chance you'll get back in, and that's the same with Billy.
Just as a quick follow-up to the match at Watford the other night, have you had any recourse comeback discussions about the non-penalty with the authorities since Tuesday night?
I've spoke to a couple of people in the authorities yesterday, and they agree that it wasn't a penalty. And, you know, you've got... Although it's no good afterwards, you've got to thank them for their honesty on it as well. You know, and once you calm down in the cold light of day, you can't change your decision, but it doesn't make you feel any better sometimes.
This is the bigger question, though, because it's not the first time this has happened to Doncaster Rovers even, and obviously to other football clubs too. But a lot of managers talk about the point of trying to make their point to referees associations and the Football League and what have you. Do you feel that sometimes it's just banging your head against a brick wall, because ultimately nothing can happen or changes?
A little bit, but the one thing I will say, and look, I'm a nightmare on the touchline with the referees and the fourth officials and everything else, it's honest mistakes that they make. It's hard to take, especially when some of the decisions we've had this year. You know, we've probably, in the 8 games we've played, probably 6 game defining moments where decisions have went against us. And you do think there's a little... Is there something against you? Is it happening on purpose when it happens that consistently? You know, but the guys at the heads of the authorities and referees-wise, they're honest guys who really want to give you an explanation and really want to make things better. So I've got to take that into account as well, but it doesn't make you feel any better. Yeah.
The other side to the whole night was Rovers have put in a strong performance against a side fancied again to do well this year, and you created quite a few chances against them.
I was delighted the other night there. You know, the first half, we passed the ball well, caused them a lot of problems, and that was yet another team that had to change their formation at half-time to accommodate us. Second half, we know they've got a top squad, not just a top team, a top squad, and Franco, to be fair, he'll made changes, and they got on the front foot and caused us problems, but I thought we defended magnificently. We really did, and that was one of the most pleasing aspects of it. But within defending as well as we did, we still looked a threat in the break. You know, we had 3 really good chances before they've got their non-penalty, as you put it. So it gives us a lot of encouragement, a lot of disappointment with the result, but a lot of encouragement as well. You know, and people say, how do you lift the boys up after a thing like that the other night? I think we can all hear them in the background here, so there'll be no problem with that.
I was going to say, the performance is good enough, so they're clearly enjoying the pool downstairs already.
Yeah, they can enjoy it now because they're going to be training really hard in about 10, 15 minutes, so they better make the best of it.
So Nottingham Forest next, never gets any easier. They're a top side in the division. How do you approach this one?
The same as we always do. You know, it's the one thing we desperately want to do, and the one disappointment since I've come in is not just our home form but our performance, especially the last one against Bournemouth. You know, what we'll find now is that we've got a top team, a big club coming to us, and there'll be a big atmosphere. So we really want to take the game to them. You know, we want to show our fans what the away fans have been talking about. You know, we want to show our home fans that we are competitive in this league. We can compete against the top teams and play good football along the way as well.
Why do you think there has been this difference in how the performances have been perceived both at the Keep Moat and then on the road?
I think possibly the results. You know, and if you look at the Blackpool game, for long periods we're probably the better team, lost 3-1. The Leeds game, especially the first half an hour, we played ever so well, but lost 3-1. You know, and something we're trying to get into the boys, that as much as we want to go out there and win every game, if you can't win it, don't get beat. You know, and so maybe the first few weeks of the season we're maybe a little bit naive in that, in our home form. You know, so I think it's something we've addressed in the Huddersfield game and the Watford game, but we've got to take that into our home games as well, because it's paramount for me that our home form's good in front of our own fans.
Must be quite frustrating, because there has been this theme of Doncaster Rovers' season that you have taken a lot from the majority of the games you've played in this year in terms of performance, but it's just about sealing the deal, as it were.
It is, and you know, after Huddersfield on Saturday and Watford on Tuesday night, on Sunday and yesterday, a lot of phone calls from people within the game, people who were at the game, managers, ex-managers, people I respect, giving us a lot of accolades and plaudits, yeah, which is fantastic, you know, but it would be nice not to play well and win a game sometimes. You know, we all want to play the right way, we all want to be easy on the eye, but it's about getting points, you know, and on Saturday there's a determination amongst us to really get that.
So Forest are the opposition. What do you believe are their key strengths and characteristics?
They've got a strong squad, you know, they can change it around. They've got like for like, as in quality, to bring in. Like Watford, they're a team I expect to be up there at the end of the season. Like Watford, it'll be a fantastic test for us, but one that we're really looking forward to.
They were flying, but do you take perhaps a little bit of heart from what Middlesbrough almost did to them the other day?
You can't look too much into it, you know, and I look back at our games and other managers I speak to in the division, and the games you've won, you could have lost. The games you've lost, you could have won. You know, and it's such a fine line between it, you know, so we have to have the same desire and determination without the ball, play with freedom without it, and we'll have a chance. You know, we want to win. It's a home game. There's no point in going into any game thinking that you'll take a point. Afterwards, sometimes you might think, do you know what, I might have took that, but before the game, you've got to be positive and go into it with the right attitude.